USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
10 people were killed and 3 were wounded by a gunman who was wearing military gear and was live streaming his attack with a helmet cam. The suspect surrendered to authorities Saturday afternoon. He is described as an 18-year-old white man who drove hours to the supermarket in Buffalo, New York, where the shooting happened, from a county authorities say is hours away. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says the supermarket is in a predominantly black neighborhood just north of downtown Buffalo.
We have evidence in custody right now that shows that there is some racial component to these alleged actions.
Authorities have called it a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. Flynn says he expected the suspect to be arraigned Saturday night. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals in Milwaukee ended with 20 people hurt in 2 separate shootings near the entertainment district where the game took place. The first shooting involved 3 victims. A man is in custody for that one. 17 more people were injured in a second shooting 2 hours later. 10 people were taken into custody. 9 guns have been recovered. No word on if the shootings are related. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who had called the 2012 shooting a hoax, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding how much Jones should pay the families. It also delayed a lawsuit filed in Connecticut. Lawyers in the bankruptcy case say the families will be removed as creditors. A hearing on whether the bankruptcy should move forward is scheduled to be heard later this month. Jones has since said that he believes that the shootings did in fact occur. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A former nurse in the Mid-South has learned her punishment for what turned out to be a fatal mistake.
A former Tennessee nurse who accidentally killed a patient by giving them the wrong drug will not go to prison. A Nashville judge on Friday sentenced Redonda Vaught to 3 years of supervised probation. Vaught could have received up to 8 years in prison. While working at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in 2017, Vaught gave a 75-year-old woman a fatal dose of the wrong medication. She says her mistake haunts her every day.
Every time I see a Vanderbilt logo in Nashville around town, I think about her. I see a person wearing scrubs, and I think about her. I go to check my mail, and I think about her.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A bill that would have subjected Louisiana women to murder charges for having abortions was pulled abruptly. It happened as members of the State House voted to totally revamp the legislation by removing the criminal penalties. State Representative Danny McCormick, a Republican, he was criticized from even stalwart abortion opponents, and Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards, who is a devout anti-abortion Catholic, who said that he would have vetoed the bill. Edwards added that prosecuting women for abortion is, quote, absurd. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.